Oshta, Sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. If you sincerely believe something, then that belief should change the way you live your life. Folks, there is an entire section on my website, DrStanley.com, devoted to teaching you all about prayer, meditation, and affirmations. People often email me and ask, do affirmations work? I sit for a few moments squeezing my glabellar lines, the vertical lines between my eyebrows, and think, do they work? Remember, I was a physics major, and the definition of work to me is an equation that says, work is the transfer of energy from one physical system to another, especially the transfer of energy to a body or object, by the application of a force that moves the body in the direction of the force. It is calculated as force times distance equals work. It looks like F times S equals W. W is work, F is force, and S, yes, I said S, is distance. So, do affirmations work? Well, heck yeah, they work if you apply some force and move your energy a distance. In other words, if you are retraining your mind to think a better way, and you are indeed thinking a better way, then it is difficult to go back and think the way you once did, and this impacts your choices. Your spirit has moved. It has progressed some distance. It is no different than applying force with your shoulder into the side of a refrigerator to move it across the room 10 feet, and therefore you have accomplished work. Apply force a certain distance and work is accomplished. Energetically, it's the same dang thing. But if you're just sitting there rattling off affirmations as fast as you can say them in order to get your 40 repetitions in for a day, I am rich, I am rich, I am rich, without sensing and feeling all that a rich and abundant life has to offer, well then all I can say is good luck, and I don't even believe in luck. Therefore, I wouldn't believe for a second that that type of affirmation reciting would work for you. You must also remember that affirmations are not a lucky charm, that if you say them enough, your wish will come true. Even a rabbit's foot is not intended to bring you good luck as much as it is intended to remind you to think positive every time you rub it, and that in turn causes you to make positive choices. In other words, it changes the way you live. My belief system does not include luck because I firmly and boldly believe in God, Jesus, His angels, and archangels. That's where I'm at in my life, and so it changes the way I live my life. If you believe you are an abundant child of God, then why act cheap? Why not eat off the china every day? If I believe I'm God's child and He has my back, then why be afraid of anything? If I really believe that I can do anything with God, then what wouldn't I do for and through His name? Geez, my belief systems are outrageously cool, and they work for me because I deliberately live my life according to what I believe, and I don't hide it. If you're one of those people that says, well, I believe blank, and this hasn't been working for me, well, my response is, maybe you're just giving lip service to a belief system and you don't really quite believe it yourself. This is where faith comes in. Faith to me means, I'm good not knowing why. I trust God. It could be that you're not really applying any force or moving your spirit one tiny inch of a distance. If you believe something, then it should stimulate you to an action. Maybe you're just sitting around waiting for your life to change or someone to change your life for you. If my child sat around and just waited for her ship to come in and didn't put forth effort, as an attentive parent, I would sit too and watch her learn how to move her energy the hard way. I would be teaching my child a lesson. Oh, you betcha I would. I'm certain God, being our ultimate parent, knows how to teach us how to move our energy, too. It's interesting how we humans have to learn gratitude, isn't it? The repetition of affirmations is meditative and intended to train you to think differently. Many people cannot climb out of the hole they're in simply because they are not thinking any differently. They're focusing on the hole and not the most simple solution that is staring at them in the face. The solution would be to climb the ladder and get out. Oh, but wait, that takes work. Force times distance. I can't imagine God rewarding anyone for being lethargic, slothful, and lazy. That wouldn't even make sense. If you're saying affirmations and praying, then you should be living your life to reflect what you believe. If you're saying financial affirmations and praying for more money, but you can't even handle the small amount of money that you have right now, then all I can say is, good luck, because again, I don't believe in luck, and I don't believe that a money situation will improve without change first coming from you to match that affirmation. It's called follow through. The same goes with weight issues or any other issue that might be a challenge for you. Folks, if you sincerely believe something, then that belief should change the way you live your life. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Denada gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.